caimbó. A Manaus, bravura.
Tula lumbe vai a ué.
Tula lumbe vai a ué.
But while we're here with you, we will rejoice in the Lord and let the Lord bless us.
Amen.
I want you to know that I enjoy thoroughly my wife and I being with you.
Amen.
We really thank God for you.
Amen.
And after hearing your pastor speak yesterday, I realize why you got here more. And that you build solidly on the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God's Word is a prevailing Word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this morning,
I
want to speak from the writing of St. Paul. From the book of Philippians. And I'm going to begin reading with verse
1.
And I'm going to read several verses here.
Itupango.
And I want to speak on God is working all things for His will.
Hallelujah.
And I want to subtitle this. That which have happened to me, have fallen out for the furtherance of the gospel.
Echo ichabora arindime, chandiwida ikutegwa imagani mabotu ainke kunembo.
And many things happened to Paul that looked like it was going contrary to God's will.
Magani imanji agachitika kuli Paulo, ayo agalitonde amburi kuteti Paulo, wagalirede kuzwa kujwidareza.
But when he summed everything up, and the will of God was revealed to him, he realized all the while God was working a work in him. And everything that happened to him furthered the gospel.
echo chakamuchitikira kutegwa imagani mabotu ainge kumbere nabu nembo.
So we shall begin reading the word of God.
Turatarika kubara idzvirareza
after prayer.
Twamana kupaira.
Heavenly Father, we bless your name, we praise your name.
Tauri kujulu twatembaura ihina ryako twarirereka.
And as we stand here with the Bible open before you and this people.
Onomburi mboto inwe ano a Bible kali jukidwe kune mboresu akuvantu ava.
We're totally insufficient without your help.
Tulivavo ivachakwe inguzu neva hishonto ku kakunyina ndwe.
But you said if you gave us a gift, you would endow us with power and grace to use the gift.
Avobo watuambira kuteti kuti watupa ichipego kokutura tupa arimwe inguzu yakuteti tubereshe ichipo echiya.
So I ask you this morning to anoint us to speak and anoint the congregation to receive.
Avobo ndakukumbira kuti utunandike kutegwa tukanane idzwi rako ayaro imbungano yekuka kutambura idzwi.
I ask this in the precious name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Ndakumbira cheti muhina iri yandisi ira mwana wesu Jesu Kristo.
Now reading the words.
Ono kubara idzwi.
Philippians the first chapter verse 1.
Vafilipi chipati chakutanga nachonto 1.
Paul and Timothy the servants of Jesus Christ.
Paulo atimoteo ivatwanga ivareza.
To all the saints.
Kuvasarari ivonse.
In Christ Jesus.
Kuri Kristu
the bishop of God.
Kure muvuve kulireza.
I'll continue reading.
Ndirazumana nakuvara.
Paul said, being confident of this very thing, that he which began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Paulo amba kuteti moyo wangu ulisinizie ichintu chomwe ichakuti oyo iwaka musangu nina imulimo mubotu unoya kurondora imane kusikira kubuzuva iwa Kristo Jesu.
Even as it verses where I want to draw my thought for today.
Ono ikapango ikatobera mpe anda kuteti ndivike na ndisimpike imuzezo wangu.
But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happen unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel.
Lino benzuma njanda kuti muzive nchonzio zionse ziandiwida mbuzi agwasha kutola kunembo imagani mabotu.
So that in my bonds in Christ are manifested in all the palace and in all other places.
Nkambo ibwange bwangu bwengangide nkambo ka Kristu waboneka monse munganda ya vasimpi akumenso abantu vamwi bonse.
And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident in my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear.
Nkavera ivanji akati kavakwesu va vamu mwami nivakavona ivwange vwangu vakainda kuyumya imyoyo yavo akuva akaanzambwene kakwamba imagani areza chakutayowa.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe I'll stop off reading there for now.
Oh no, ndrareka ao kutegwa ntariye kukambauka kwacha chinoti ndi.
Now what we've read today.
Oh no, nchitwa vara isunu.
Is Paul talking to the church at Philippi.
Ngu Paulo gagana na kumbungano yari kuchisititegwa Philippi.
And he's wanted to reassure the church.
Waru kuyanda kuteti ashomehe na asinye imbungano.
About the goodness and mercy of God and how He cared for
him. Amagan ajatiki ha ibubotu abuya iwareza mbulimbwa agari kucheva ibagwe.
And he also tells them somewhat about himself.
Nkabera wabambira imagani amwi ajatiki ha ibubibwa kwe iruzutu.
And how that God has been leading him and blessing him.
Arimwireza mbulimbwa arimu akumusorotera akumurerega.
But he also told them of many things that have befallen him.
Ponya ari mwakabambira imagani imanji ayo akamuhwida na akamusikira.
And even while he was writing this,
achindi naga likuremba imagani aya,
he was in France.
Wagari mutorongo.
For the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And many thought that Paul was out of the will of God.
Vamwi vaga yangu teti antera Paulo tagari muru yandorwale zakamba kuti wagari mutorongo.
Because it looked like everything was going wrong for him.
Kambo chali kuoneka mburi kuti hintu yonse yali vya wenda muzira iterede kuri Paulo.
But God was proving something in the earth.
Oh no, munyika ilya leza kuti nchakari kusora kuti atondehe kubantu.
So Paul was letting the church know this is all going to work out for the glory of God.
Apo Paul wari kuhimbia imbungano ikuti ayamakani ari mukuchitika atondeya kuteti kuti ivuremu iwareza muri chechi.
Even though circumstances look contrary to the will of God,
nekuba kuteti ibuyumuyumu wari tondeya mburi kuti bulindene akuru yandorwale.
He was telling them circumstances don't control the will of God.
Wagari kubambira kuteti ibuyumuyumu na imapenzi taenderehi iruyandorwareza. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul was put in prison for preaching this truth.
Paulo wagari mipairo kutegwa agohe kukambauka imagani mabotu.
And as he went forth to preach the gospel,
onuna agari biyabuya kukambauka imagani mabotu.
Prior to the time that he was put in prison,
akuranga ichi ndi chakari kuchalika muntorongo.
Many times he was beat.
Vunji wajindi wakari kumwa.
Many times he was whipped.
Vunji wahindi wakari kukwa baulo.
And his life weren't a life of pleasure.
Akuobo ibumi bwakwe takwe ndi bwakazvide imisaro nanka ikulivoteza ikwa munyika eipe.
Only in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The joy of the Lord was with him.
Amen.
But this letter he was writing here, he wanted the church to know how he loved them and appreciated
them.
And it was very important for them to know that he loved
them.
And as Paul was put in prison,
oh no, Paul na gari mumu ya muntorongo.
Many began to think that he had disobeyed God.
Bunju babantu bakazotela kuyaku tete antira Paulo takwe na akamuremeka imwamireza.
Many began to think he was washed up and he was finished.
Abobo bunju babantu bakazotela kwamba kuteti pepe ma Paulo wa manna.
But that was contrary to what God was doing.
Amen.
Amen. God was in the arrangements all the way through.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So what Paul's teaching us to keep looking to Jesus.
Oh no, Paul and Charlie could wish our chakuti Achusumana Kunanga could Jesus.
He's the author and finish of our faith.
Come along and Matariko Amamani no Arusha.
Thank you, Lord.
And he's the head of the church.
Amen.
So Paul, he was put in prison.
Paulo wagabikitwe muntorongo.
And God used that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when the people saw what happened to
Paul,
yet he kept right on doing the will of God. Even in prison.
Amuntorongo.
He would testify to everyone he came in contact with.
Amuntorongo Paulo wagazumana kuyamukamba ukirabagairi na majeji aji.
He would speak the word to everyone that would come around him.
Abobo ari kungawagamba ukira abaya ivange nyina mbagara abo muntorongo.
Even King Agrippa.
Amami Agrippa
came to Paul.
Wagabona kuri Paulo.
want to know about this religion he was teaching.
The
anointing of God came upon Paul. He began to preach the King
Agrippa.
And the word came forth so strong.
And
with such wisdom and
knowledge,
King Agrippa said unto Paul,
Mami Agrippa, manu wagamba utewa Paulo.
Said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian.
Yeah, kwa wango, disikiri, akute kwa mbewa, tuwe muna Christu.
Paul said, I not only want you to be one, but everyone else.
Paulo wagamba utete, hinda andavyo utete, yevo, alike usungirigwe, pendi, anda utibantu wonse, wasungirigwe, kuwa wana Christu.
He said, this is so good, I want to share it with everyone.
Paulo wagamba utete, chintu, ijibwa, tukutibwonse, ndarombo za uti, babe, obo.
Hallelujah. All right, Paul said, that which have happened to me,
Paulo agamba uti ejo ijachitika kuri ndime,
have fallen out for the fathers of the gospel.
Chabora kuti kwa imagadi mabotu ainke ku nembo.
Because many that have grown careless in the Lord,
kambo vunji wabantu vagomena arimwe baba abutaka mumami.
When they saw what God did in my life,
nibagabona nchakari kuchita Paulo mubu eleza.
When they saw I went to prison for the word, and how I kept on standing for the word, he said it gave them courage. Many of them waxed bold in the Lord. And they began to preach the word without fear.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's the apostle's office.
Praise
God. Amen. Amen. Whatever situation he was in, he said, these things are happening to me. He was beat. He was among false brethren. He was whipped of the Jews 3 times. Stone left for dead outside the city. And Carl Puttenbaum took the breath. And yet he was still rejoicing. Yet he was saying, Christ is our deliverer. Yet he continued to say, let me tell you about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And the brethren that had grown cold in the Lord, those that have ceased to be diligent about the things of God, they begin to wax bold in the Lord. They begin to take courage.
Hallelujah.
Amen. They begin to preach the word without fear. Amen. And that's the way it has happened to me somewhat. In
2003 days
before I was to come to you, I had a massive heart attack. And the doctor told my wife that I probably wouldn't live over 6 months at the moment. Said a heart that's injured that bad can't go on. But one week all I skipped in preaching. I just kept on going for God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
People say, don't go off, don't make long trips. Something might happen to you.
Oh no, man, kamboka moyo wangu.
Hallelujah, we keep on keeping on for God.
Oh no, zumana ndra zumana na kamboka leza.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because there's a Christ that died for us.
Kamba uti Christ wagatufida once.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And many other brethren wax bold in the Lord because of it.
Oh no, ibana bagwesuba mwi bagabereka ichabu nkutwe kamboka pezi elia kandisigira mbebo.
Many say that Brother Howard can have a massive heart attack.
Oh no, iba mwiba na magwesu ngabamba uteti mwana mnagwesu hawa jura murumbe mpati sunu.
And keep on going for God.
Alimu uchizumana na kuyabu kwa mena muliveza.
Maybe I ought to do more for God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that which have happened to me have fallen out for the fathers of the God.
Abobo, eh, chwe chaga ndichitikira kute kwa imagani mabotu azumana na kuyabu.
Hallelujah. Since then we've still been going all over the world preaching the word.
Abobo, kuzwe chajindi tuchabu ziburuga mnika yonse kuyabu kambauka imagani mabotu.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We've been to Africa. This makes the third year since then.
Oh no, kuzwa a onda kajiswa chaba imiaga yotatu ekendi bora munika eite kwa Africa.
Amen.
Someday we have two or three services a day.
Abobo,
sorry. In some of the areas we have two or three services a day.
Muma sena amwe ngandragamba uka antera hindi yotatu na yobiro biyo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God just keep on blessing us and giving us strength.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My determination is this. As long as there's breath in this body, as long as I can get up and walk and go, I'm
going
to kick this gospel to the far region of the world. Stopping in us. Amen. And many seeing the zeal and the strength and the way we're going are waxing bold in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Dr. Dean say you need to rest so much a day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But now my doctor says, do what you want to.
Amen.
He tried to hold me down.
What did that with it and the Tolansi?
Amen. When I went on, I was doing better than those that weren't going.
Oh no. Nindaga zumana na gabo tu mana nda zotari yaku uchita gabo tu kuinda baba ya ibagare nguzu mchindi nda gachisi tuwe.
Amen. You can do what you want.
Mwana kwa mwana kuchini kwa kwa zondambila kuteti chita kupacho anda kuchita.
Amen.
When you got a goal to reach, and that's the finish the journey with honor. Amen.
Amen.
You just keep right on going on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And saying that which has happened to me is falling out to the fathers of the God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord God.
Chaka ndichitikira kuti kwa imagani mabotu azumanane kunoyabu yakumbere.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Someone came by our place.
Umwe muntu akazosika kubusena kwesu.
And says, I'd heard that you died a few years back.
Kuti ndakahunde kuteti wakafwa imyanga mishonto ya inda evo.
Says, you're supposed to be dead.
Kuti ndihunde kuteti werede kuti kofite evo.
Said, I heard them announce on the radio you'd had a massive heart attack.
Ndakari hunde kuti wakajisidwe moyo evo.
And that you probably weren't going to live.
Ponya wakandambla kuteti ipezi dago linoyabu sumanana.
He said, look at you now. You look very much alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ is life. Jesus Christ is love.
Amen.
Amen. He's the power of God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Come a man named Paul preaching the word.
Boy, murombe utego paro abora kagambauka ijwi.
And he was letting the people know, we love you, we appreciate you since the very day we met you.
Ponyo alikuambira bantu ikuti tulamu ya ndandi ramu ya ndakuzwa kubuzuba ntwe kaswanga nanti.
He said you're in a heart to stay.
Kuti
sorry. You're in our heart to stay.
Kuti muri mumoyo wangu kutegwa mukare
mumoyo. Hallelujah. Well, we feel the same way about the place here in Africa.
Andi swenga mbotu wa kubusena mburi ba obu wa Africa.
Amen. My wife, she'll watch some of these videos.
Muga ntu wangu ngangura mulimo kuhipeku peku.
She's I'm so lonesome to go back to see our brothers and sisters in Africa.
Oh, janga wabagari warugu chatu piruge kwa Afrika mche watabu mwana mwana mwana.
Amen. You're a special people that God sent salvation to.
Kamba uchimuliba ntu iba sete kena vobo mwamileze wamitumina rufutugo.
You're a special people that God sent the word to.
Muliba ntu iba sete kena vobaga chumuliba mwamileza.
Amen. Glory to God.
Ule mwamileza.
Last year we were preaching in Lusaka.
Imagari tuagari kukambauka kosi tundwe na kurusaka.
I began to preach about Moses.
That's what tala kukambauka magani a Musa.
How that he took an Ethiopian bride for his wife.
Mburi mbari kukambauka weza. Imuga intuari kuzwa kuchisi cha Ethiopia. Kute kwa ave ibu inga wakwe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the denomination of Miriam didn't like it.
Abobo bamirie mu bamabunganka mutagwe nibagaji andape.
Miriam was Moses' sister.
Oh no, Miriam oy wagari muchizagwe Musa.
Hallelujah. And she began to complain about.
Azotari akutongauka.
And God smote her with leprosy.
Bonyare zogazo muma chinanta naye.
Their mouth shut about what God's doing.
Ababa ibantu mabunganka mureza uraba umakamba uchitaba hita chitareza.
Praise God. And Moses was a type of Christ.
Ababa Musa wagari chiko hanyo cha Kristo.
And Christ, Moses came to Africa and got his bride.
Bonya Musa wagabora kuchisi chite kwa Africa kutegwa weze kwa
weze. Amen. Arumbereza. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is getting his
right
out of Africa.
Abobo Africa kutegwa weze ibwinga bwakwe. Amen.
He's getting the last part of it, making up, ready to go up.
Oh no, weza ichibera chamamanilo kutegwa apange ibwinga.
This gospel of this angel that has the gospel.
Oh, you mungera uji simangani mawatu.
John Sires coming back into Jerusalem.
Johan waga mubona kaya bupiruka ku Jerusalem.
Ascending from the east.
Kaya buzwa ku jwe.
And when the gospel left Jerusalem.
Oh no, imagine mabo tunaga zwa muchisha Jerusalem.
It went westward, 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 westward.
Aya magadi mabo tu agaya buya kumbo kumbo kumbo.
Till it went around the world.
Mane inyika yonse.
And John saw the angel ascending from the east, coming to the east. Coming to Jerusalem from the east.
Ponya Johani wagabona imungero kazwida igudwe.
And if you look at the map,
onoguti maranga imapo na inigayonse mbo izurwa.
Before that angel of the gospel can get into Jerusalem,
kute katana siga mu Jerusalem uri amungero.
Has to come right over Africa. Hallelujah. Amen. The angel of the gospel is coming through. Do you have ears to hear? Do you have eyes to see?
Amen.
Do you see the blessings of God?
Amen.
He's raining holy rain upon you.
Amen.
He's getting you ready, dressed in fine linen. Which is his very own righteousness. And God sing to you that you get the gospel in its pure form. It's not watered down. It's not diluted. And it's not polluted. But it's pure. The pure call for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Reach with the pure love of God.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ among you.
Amen.
The same yesterday, today, and
forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ came in Paul to present the gospel to the Gentiles.
Jesus Christ wagabora mungu sukute kwagambauke magani mabo tukuliba na masi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to read in the book of Colossians.
Janda kubara mubugu na Kolose.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me have some water over here, brother. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Give this horse a good drink of water. Hallelujah. Thank you, my brother.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. I used to plow.
Sorry?
I used to fly behind a mule. And that mule
wouldn't
fly good till it gets a little sweating a little bit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You had to get warmed up under the collar. Then he could plow. Then that mule could pull that plow.
Okutegwa ono echa chindagari kukososia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're getting ready to start plowing.
Okutegwa tu rege ikulima.
Hallelujah. Break up that fallow ground.
Okutegwa tu rege inika.
Hallelujah. Amen. Burst those hard clods.
Wabona kuteti nyika ninjumureza.
So that nothing will hinder that seed from growing.
Kutegwa kutavi na chivacho mwe chingatakasha kuti imbuto itameni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God's real in.
Leza wa uligabotu.
Amen.
My wife made mention yesterday.
Jiromuga intu wangu.
That I had on a red shirt.
Wagabwenda kuteti isamite isheti ya red.
And looked over and my brother had on.
Brother.
Yeah. I wore a blue one today. My brother wore a blue one. Amen.
Amen.
How can two walk together except they agree?
Amen.
So we got the same taste.
Amen.
Ain't the Lord good now?
Amen.
Amen. I love him though.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
As you read the book of Philippians there, it's Paul. He's speaking to the church. He's letting them know I love you.
You're
my heart to live or die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're precious to me.
Amen.
Amen. You're precious
Amen.
To the Lord.
You're
the apple of his eye.
Amen.
You're precious to the Lord. He said, I want you to know how much we care for you.
Hallelujah.
And he said, don't get discouraged about the things that happened to me.
Ponya uramba mutachumpika mboga maganingeri kubona.
He said, because it just falling out for the furtherance of the gospel.
Kamba uti ayamagani mavi andi widamebo kutego magani mabo tu ainke kumbere.
Amen.
Since I had my massive heart attack, I've been going more and doing more.
Oh no, kuzwa kuchidi ndagajiswa moyo. Jivanga ndiyabu vao no, kendiyabu jita ihinji yama mireza.
Amen.
One of the sisters at church.
Oh no, mwi ukwa shakumbunga no.
Says, Brother Bean, you better take care of that heart.
Uraamba manago subeni weredeku urangisha moyo wako.
You know it's wounded very badly.
Antera ka chironda tagari ichimvi chipati.
I said, sister, my heart's going to last as long as I will.
Amen.
Amen.
kuti ndainka, sorry.
If I can wear my heart out, I want to wear it out for God.
Oh no, na njanda kuti ndi umani he imoyo wangu ndira umani hankambo karu yandorwaleza.
Yes. And many people are waxing and bold.
Oh no, wunji wabantu bayabu komena mtanguzu.
Because Ben had a heart attack, he just kept going that much worse.
Oh no, come out it Ben Howard, I want to have a book to go.
Amen, he didn't stop.
He
didn't quit.
He didn't
sit down and say, I'm not able to pray.
He didn't say, I can't travel anymore.
Amen, but he just kept right on going.
Amen.
It wasn't too long that a second person came by my house.
Oh no, tichagarichi ndi jiramfu, imuntu abiri wakabora kuri ndime.
He said, I just came by here and saw your place.
Kuti ndasikide byo kuno kubusena kwako.
He said, I thought I would stop and see who was here now.
Kuti ndari kuya kuteti antera to.
I want to see who was passing the church now.
Oh no, ndakubona alimwe kuembera imbungano.
Because they said you died 2 years ago.
Kambo bagamba kuteti ndakafwa ikwa myaka yoviro ya indite.
I did, but I raised from the dead.
Ndakafwa ndakavuka kutwa kumafu.
I got a new lease on life.
Abobo ndiravu
mpya. Glory to God.
Kula kubuleza.
Amen. God praise God.
Arumbweleza.
Amen.
Arumbweleza.
Several years ago, before I repented and started preaching, amen, I was just a typical teenager. And people said, I heard Ben Howard got saved and don't start preaching.
Vantu tubagarombonza kuti pumwibuzu wa Ben Howard ngawa kutari akukambauka makani mabotu.
I knew that Ben Howard, he wasn't too good a fella.
Takweni bagahi kuti pumwibuzu wa Ben Howard uyo chincha.
And I heard about it.
Ndakari wahwa ya makani.
I said, you know, I heard of him too.
What? Sorry?
You know, I heard of that Ben Howard too.
Kuti ndazova mbe kuti andimenda kari muhu ndi oyo Ben Howard komuamba.
Amen. But I said, but he died.
Pere wakafwa.
He was buried.
Ari wakazikwa.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Wakazikwa mwina ya Yesu Kristu.
Amen. But now I walk in nearness of life.
Oh no,
Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ.
Paul, I am not the bamboo of Christ.
Nevertheless, I live.
Let my brother be born.
Amen, but it's not me that's living.
But it's Christ living in me.
But it's Christ living in me.
Amen.
So that sinner boy died.
Oh no, Uriya Imuntu, Wagafwa.
He surrendered his life to Christ.
Oh no, Uri Christu Imupia, Wagabuka.
He was crucified with Christ.
Wagabamburwa, Christu, Uriapen Wagahindi.
Amen. According to the 6th chapter of the book of Romans.
Kwendana Abuku Uriaba Roma, Chipati Sambomwe.
Like as Christ died and was buried and rose from the dead. Hallelujah, he said, likewise you did the same thing. Amen.
Amen.
We got new life. We got new goals. We got new aims. Now we want our life to count for Christ.
Oh no, you end up with Maumi Esu to be a man of Christ.
Hallelujah. And the only way our life can count for Christ.
Alimwe.
Is to be a blessing to you. Hallelujah. Because when Christ ascended on high, he left these gifts here.
Yeah.
So he can keep on talking to his bride.
Through
the apostle, prophet, evangelist,
pastor, and
teacher. Amen.
Christ
thank
is
you,
the head
God.
Of the church.
Amen. mungano.
Hallelujah. And he's Amen. Right here in our midst today.
Alimwi ulagati kesu isunumu.
Because he did work two or three together together.
Amen.
He said, there am I.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
How many believe he's here?
Amen.
He's here to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ask or think.
Uri andi swe chino chindi.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
So the saints wax bold.
Abobo basara libera te kubereka chabunkutwe.
When they saw life that was totally dedicated.
Nibaga bwende ibumi obo iwagali pede.
When they saw someone that would give all.
Nibaga bwona oyo uwa kupahyonse.
Paul said, I count not my life precious unto me.
Paulo wagamba uteti, ibumi bwangu tandibubali kutimbuya
kusikulisi pepe. It was just to serve Christ.
Kamba utu waluganda uti afberegele Kristo.
Amen.
My wife and I live for one reason.
Oh no, imuga intu wangu and me to pone na vyoga mbogo mwe.
Amen.
That's for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. If I live for Jesus, I've got to live for you.
Na na mwenji pone na Jesu Christu. Kwa kutitere te kupone na ndinywe.
Paul said, ye are the body of Christ.
Kako Paulo wakamba usinwe wa muri muviri wa Jesu.
And members in particular.
Pone wakamba usinwe zizo.
Hallelujah. Amen. There's nine spiritual gifts he gives to his body.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He gives them to men and women, brothers and sisters. But the preaching gifts he gives only to men.
Amen.
Don't sit down on me here now.
Oh no.
Hey, I said don't just sit down on me.
Oh no, mutambi vyo kuteti ino awa wambanzi.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a phrase, don't draw back.
Oh, kuyangute mbaura.
Amen. He gave these gifts unto men.
Wagaba hipeku ehi kubarumi.
Now through the seven church ages.
Oh no, kwinda mumakare ambu ngano hili musanu ahiviri.
There's a lot of people, there's a lot of women priests.
Kuli ibanagazi ibanji ibagambauka mumakare ayainda.
And in many a denominational system today, the women preach.
Ponya kuti maranga hivu ganka muhia mazuba anu hivu gombi. Hizumi ni hawa vanagazi kukambauka.
But as God restores it back to the original.
Ono reza mburi mbwa tupirusha kumatarikiro.
Ephesians 4 said he gave these gifts to men. Amen.
Ephesians 4, wamba kutetu, wagapa hipego kuwa marumi, noti wa maga intu.
That's the preacher, say.
Oh, echo, kwa kuti hipego ya bugamba usi.
But all the other gifts he gives to men or women.
Hipego, wagapa, kuwa nagazi
abarumi. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. How many knows that?
Amen.
Amen.
Just like he put the leadership in Adam. But when Eve took things in her own hand,
oh no, Eva na agari wezera itwambo mumanzagwe.
She caused the fall.
Wagare taguwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God's restoring it back to the original.
Abobo leza uri mugutu bozia na agutu jogorosia kumatarikiro.
God made Adam and Eve part of one another.
Abobo. Aleza wagabamba Adamu aeva kutibabe irubazuru waumuviri waumwi aumwi.
Amen.
Amen.
Adam being type of the Christ.
Oh no, Adam bonga wagadiruwazuru wa Kristo.
He being type of the church.
Waba andinywe mwaba ichigo hanyo ichambungani.
And neither one of them couldn't be complete without the other.
Bonya imbungano taigo hikumani nina kutichimui kachitao.
God made Adam a perfect man.
Onoleza wagabamba Adam kute kwabe muntu rondo kete.
But he had no help me.
Pele tagwe na agajisi mugwashi.
Amen. But he was very lonely.
Abobo wagari abu kataiga pati.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything God made he saw it was good.
Umba chaka pangite mwamereza chakari chivotu.
But when he made Adam without help mate.
Oh no, na agarengede Adam utaka jisimungwa shipe.
He said, it is not good.
Wagamba utachiri chivotu.
for man to be alone.
It would take my room me. I can't add a caruso to.
So if I had him asleep.
Abo abo waga mubika Adam mumwanzi impati.
Took a rib from his side.
Abo abo waga gwisha igabambo kuzwa kubatuda kwe.
And made himself a wife.
Ponya kumubambira muga into.
Now that was complete.
Oh no, waga maninina.
Eve was made for Adam.
Eva waga pangirwa Adam.
Even though she ran off for a little while with the old serpent.
Nekuwa kuti Eva waga zowa kuzwa kujilaneza.
And messed up.
Amen.
Thank God she didn't stay with the serpent.
Oh no, twarumbaleza kutagwana akakalirira aira
ndokapira.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The church had ran off with a denominational serpent.
Oh no, imbungano yagali inkide zoga hamma bungankamu.
But God sent a message, come out of her, my people.
Oh no, leza watuma imurumbe wakuti amuzwe muri mkweno bantu bangu.
Yeah, she's left the denominational serpent.
Oh no, wasi ya inzoga hamma bungankamu abu kombi kombi.
And come back to her with Christ.
Wapirugira kuli Kristu.
Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, it's back like it ought to be.
Oh no, chapirukira rimwe chibembulipochere deguba.
Amen.
Eve got back with Adam.
Eva naga pirukira kuri Adam.
That was the one that she was joined to by God.
Oh no, oyongongwe kwa kamuswanganya leza.
That was her original husband. And the old serpent was cursed just like denomination.
Ponya iranzo kayaga zotu kwa mwenye mbulimbo atu kitu ima munganka mavu kombi kombi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Christ could not be perfect without us.
Oh no, Christ utago ikurura magu tiswebaka tutago.
And we can't be perfect without one another.
Aswebo tatuwa ikurura magu tikatu tayandari na kakutakwe chimbiawa.
Because you are part of Christ.
Kamba utinyabo muri rubazura Kristu, yes?
Amen.
Jesus like Adam did.
Jesu mwenye muri baga chita Adam.
He lived alone for 33 years.
Waga karai kwa miaka ili makumi otatu aitatu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then God put him asleep on Calvary.
Ponya leza akali bari.
And the blood and water came out of his side.
Ponya iburo waga zwa kurubazura kwe.
He redeemed him a bride.
Ponya waga mununu ni na imuga.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now Christ and the bride are perfect together.
Oh no, Christ anawinga babi kwa anto.
Thank you, Lord.
Revelation the 19th chapter.
Oh no, chiyuno chipati 19.
Shows the bride being called up dressed in fine linen.
Chitonde haina winga waitu wakasa mintia imulembo utuba huu.
Going to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Kayabu ya munyika isarara.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many members of the bride have been led astray by the old serpent.
Oh no, iwunji wazizo izana winga.
Like
Kambo kanzoka.
But here come a message. Call us. Come out of her, my people.
Oh no, imurumbe wabora watu itakuti amuzwe mulingwe no bantu bangu.
Come back to the word.
Amupirukira kujwi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come back to Christ.
Amupirukira kuri Kristu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul had the power and authority invested in him by Almighty God.
Paulo wagari jisi inguzu. Akwenderehi iwagavigidwe mulingwe amambireza mupatika mpatira.
Invested in him through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Waga mubiga mumwami Jesu Kristu leza.
He said, I have a spouse you are engaged you to one husband, which is Christ.
Paulo wagamba uteti njira mulimo iwagutimevo ndimutangie kumurumi omwe waroo yangu Kristu Jesu.
That apostle got us engaged to Christ.
Waroma apostolo ngutu tangia kuri Kristu.
Now there's a marriage taking place.
Oh no, kulinkwatano ya ndika kutorabusena.
God used an apostle in this hour.
Oh no, there's wakabelesha mo apostola muora elino.
With the power and authority to bring a message.
Anguzu abwendele kwa kutete arete imurumbe.
Amen.
To get us married to Christ.
Amen.
So this is a marriage here taking place.
Oh no.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
The word that he has joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Bible ramba uteti oyo waswanganzikwa kumwami waba imuya omwe amwami Kristu.
And when you join to the Lord,
waswanganzikwa kumwami,
you've never had a beginning.
Sorry?
You didn't have a beginning. Amen. Amen. Because that spirit you join to is eternal.
Kamba uteti imu ya kuma swanganzikwa wamuya yaya tauchisi matarigiro.
Then you become just as eternal as God's eternal.
Ponya ndiwe muraba iba muya yaya mbwena mburi mbwari wa muya yaya.
You can no more die than God can die.
Tabuwele ngufwa mbwena mburi mbata kwa ngufwa waro resa.
You can be no more lost than God can be lost.
Tabuwele ngusweka mbwena.
Because you've been joined to Him.
Amen.
And the Spirit of God became one.
Amen.
That makes you an eternal being.
Chatonda uteti andinywe mwaba imuntu oyo utakoni kufwa mwaba iba muyayaya.
Amen.
And eternal means you never begun.
And
you can never end. And that only applies to God. But God reaches out here and joins you to Him.
Oh no, leza waga siga ansano, akumiswa anganyanwe wakulinguwe.
1 Corinthians 6:17. Says he that is joined to the Lord, he is one spirit.
Amen. You and him's the same.
You become the bride of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God, through Christ Jesus, came to this earth. Brought us a message and redeemed us. But when he ascended on high, he gave gifts unto men. And that was one special apostle. Paul said, I am the apostle to the Gentiles. And God manifested himself and Paul in such a way that the very suffering of Christ was fulfilled in St. Paul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the things that happened in his life, it fell out for the furtherance of the gospel. And if you read about the life of Paul, how he went everywhere preaching the gospel, through much difficulties many times, it can't help but make you be bold in the Lord.
Amen.
And be more sincere in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And we'll do more for the Lord. And doing more for the Lord is submitting yourself to the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now in my closing scripture today, I want to read in 1 Corinthians 1:1.
And I want to begin reading in the
latter part of verse 23. Paul speaking of his calling.
Paulo kagana na magani awite wagwe.
I believe we'll read the whole verse 23.
Nsoma utrabara ikapango konse na ijandano chonse cha 23.
It says, if you continue in the faith grounded and settled,
nkukuti na magagatira akubomba ma,
and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard.
Akubomba mabomboro murushomo akutazungana kuzwa kuburangizi iwa magali mabotu
which was preached to every creature under the heaven.
Ngaonya imagani akagamba ubwa bantu bonse bansi ano nkabera ambebo nde Paulo ngenda kapegwa.
Watch the next part of the verse.
Ponya murangise ikapango kachobera.
Wherefore I, Paul, am made a minister.
Kuti kabera ambebo nde Paulo nginda kapegwa ibufundisi.
Final verse.
Sonto.
Who now rejoice in my suffering for you.
Mebondisi mirimo wambungano eyo nkambo ya uti mirimo nginda kabikirwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Christ was so manifested in Paul.
Kristu wakazori mwenyaka pati muli Paulo.
That the suffering of Christ was made up in Paul's own body.
Iguti mukupengana kwa Paulo, kwaneza sori, wakazori mwenyaka muli Paulo mwili wakwe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who now rejoice in my suffering for you and fill up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church.
Rino ndakakonderwa majiswe ano ngenchiswa nkambo kandi nwe njanda kuzuzya mubivi iwangu makadi a tishede amapenzi a Kristo kambo ka mubivi wakwe nkukuti imbungano yakwe.
Now you might want to make a special note and read this one again.
Antera twasiga njanda kuteti tutoambe imakadi asetekene twavara wawa.
Paul, that great apostle to the Gentiles.
Paul, wakari mu apostolo mupati kuti vana masi.
He was allowed to suffer in his own body for the church's sake.
Wagazumini hikwa kuti apengane Paul nkamba kembungano.
And make up that which was lacking of the suffering of Christ for you.
Ponya wagazopa ngwa kuti ave.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was a man that loved the bride.
Wagari imutu wagari kuyanda ina winga.
He had love in his heart for you.
Wagari aru yando muringuwe kambo kandidwe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That was that apostle that Christ came and manifested himself in.
Wagabora mu apostolo wagari muri Kristu wagari bonya kubantu.
So he could reveal himself to the Gentile bride.
Utegwa ari ubunu ne Kristu kulina winga iwa vamasi.
And God made love to her.
Abooboreza wakaba aru yando kumwanakazi oyu.
By revealing his secrets to the bride.
Inda mukuyu kununa imaseseka akwe kuli na bwinga.
Paul said, I am the apostle.
Paul wamba kuti ndimwe apostolo.
To the Gentiles.
Kuli vana masi.
I magnify my office.
Abobo ndagomeha mulimo wangu.
And although many things happened to him.
Nekuba kuti hinji yakachitika kuli nguwe.
He went into places where no one stood with him.
Wagasika kumasena amwe ayo kuti takwe muntu nava omwe wakaima anguwe.
He said, I went into Asia and no man stood with me.
Wagamba kuti ndakayikide ku Asia pelekwe muntu wakali andi maokuya.
Only the Lord stood with me.
Mami alike kuwakaima ambebo ruzutu.
But did that stop him? No.
Hena echo takamukasha na pepe.
Amen.
As he began to preach and sow the seed of the word, pretty soon the seed began to sprout. And the crop began to grow.
Amen.
And look at us today. This is the result of what Paul did back then.
Amen.
Paul had the first hand of the word for
Paulo, wagari jisi idwi ili akumpera.
But now in this last day the apostle bring the second hand, the spiritual part of that word.
Ponya mu apostolo ono waleta rimu irubazu rwadwi ero ili akumuya.
Amen.
The little book that John sees coming back from heaven.
In
the hand of the mighty angel which was open.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It gives us the understanding.
Amen.
It gives us the spiritual revelation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
St. John 2:22.
Johannes 2:22.
Says, and they believe the word, the first hand.
Wagamba uteti vagashoma idwi lyareza kokuti ari mwa kutanguna.
And the words which he said, spoken words.
Adwi ero ndaka kanana kokuti idwi lakambwa.
God bless you this morning.
Let us pray.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That is, says Christ speaking to the church. Christ was speaking through the church through that ministry. Amen. Basically to the Gentiles through Paul and the other ministry. And Paul told Timothy, these things you've heard me preach. Commit them to faithful men who will speak the same thing that the church may be in one mind, one accord. There weren't two different ways of preaching. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Timothy knew where he stood because he heard Paul. Titus knew where he stood because he heard Paul.
Titus na Titu wagari hipa gani wikamba utuari kutovera Paulo.
Apollos knew where he stood because he'd heard Paul.
Awaro Apollos wagari hipa gabe tempa kamba utuari uhinde kuri Paulo.
And they all spoke the same thing.
Abo bonse wagakana na chintu chomwe.
They lifted up the same Jesus.
Wagasumbula Jesu kwenya.
They all had love for the church.
Abo bonse wagari aru ya ndokumbungano.
It's the same thing today.
Chimwe byo asunu.
Amen.
Amen.
I didn't see what happened to Paul.
Amen.
So are we quitting or are we giving up? No. Amen. But we're going to put more energy in than we ever have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe the corn crib's been opened.
Amen.
And there's plenty of food.
Amen.
Through the wilderness journey to eat manna.
Kwinda mumagani imabotu na kwinda mu. Sorry, nimagani kamunkanda bagaria imana.
Amen. That manna wouldn't last but one day. If you tried to save it over
it, bread worms. Sorry, mana
when the children of Israel crossed over Jordan, the Bible says the manna ceased to fall.
Amen. Amen.
And they ate the old corn of the land.
Oh no, Bagazoria Imaira Anya Waganjira.
Amen.
Back to the original.
Oh no, Bagasiga.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Manna will breed worms.
Mana or no, Agwagaba or no eating qua.
It was a survival message to get us on to the next phase of it.
Mana agarimburi imurumbe oyo iwabangwa igabo tukutegwa ututore abusena bumbi.
In each one of the seven church ages, manna failed.
Kabera agari mana amu makare ambungano hili musanu ahiviri.
But the message that was sent to us said, get back to what Paul preached.
Alimwi imurumbe iwagatu maguli nisongwa buti amu piruke kuri chetu taka kambauka Paulo.
Get back to the original.
Amu pirukile kumatarigiro.
And Joshua read the children of Israel cross Jordan.
Abobo Joshua ngongwa gasoro dilaibana wa Israel putekwa bazubuke Jordan.
The temporary food stopped falling.
Abobo ijiryo chitakazota liyakuwida agati kabantu.
And they began to eat this old corn of the land.
Abobo bakazota liyakulya imaira anyiga.
Which is the little book of Revelation chapter 10.
Yaro ako nkabuku ikanini ikachiuni ochipati ichatatu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We've crossed over Jordan today.
Aswebo surutwa zunguka Jordan.
Mane
kusiya kutika kena
mikoto.
Amen.
So I'm telling you, there's a way to cross over.
To
Canaan's fair land. And That's what you're today, that way to cross over.
Amen.
Amen. There's
an
old corner of the land and we're eating it. God bless you, my brother.
Amen. Amen.